Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Could Bluey become an Olympic mascot? Universities hit back at proposed international student caps and riots continue in the UK. Good morning, this is Louis here at an 11 a.m. These are your headlines. In local news, a petition to call on local government officials to make Bluey the official mascot for the 2032 Olympic Games has reached over 6,300 signatures. The petition, started by Owen Kelly, quoted Bluey's status as a local icon, her global appeal and family-friendly image as reasons to choose the animated Bluey Healer as a mascot. Other previously proposed mascots have included a dugong or an ibis named Barry the Bin Chicken. Ludo, the producers behind Bluey, offered to help design a mascot back in 2022, but have so far remained silent on the potential for Bluey to take up the position. The petition can be found on change.org. The Queensland Government, in partnership with the Sunshine Coast Council, today announced their acquisition of a 150-hectare property at Pegrigan Beach for future declaration as a conservation park. The park will provide essential habitat for koalas, ground parrots, the glossy black cockatoo, the Wollum froglet and the tusked frog, as well as support continued growth of the endangered mountain emu she-oak, a tree that is only found in a small region of the Sunshine Coast. The park will build on the Noosa Marucci Wollum area biodiversity corridor, which allows koalas and other native species to move between key habitat areas on the Sunshine Coast. Leanne Leonard, Minister for the Environment, said that this announcement was part of the Miles government's goal to protect areas of high ecological and cultural value in perpetuity. In national news, men's behaviour change programs are missing opportunities to effectively engage men and hold them accountable for violence, sparking the desire for change, according to a new study. Violence Against Women research author Kate Fitzgibbon says men without a stable accommodation are more likely to exit behaviour change programs early, exacerbating issues of management of risk without a permanent address. The Australian Bureau of Statistics found 1 in 5 Australians have experienced violence, emotional or economic abuse from the age of 15. Professor Fitzgibbon has called for social attitudes and harmful stereotypes that perpetuate violence to be addressed at a broader level. The Northern Territory Police Minister has announced he has resigned from the Northern Territory Police Association after the association criticised his apology to First Nations communities. Over the weekend, Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy delivered a landmark apology to Aboriginal people at the Garma Festival, publicly acknowledged the impact of policing on Indigenous people and apologising for, quote, past harms and injustices caused by the force. The NT Police Association hit back at the speech, claiming that they were disappointed that the commissioner hadn't shared the content of it with them, and it was unfair to place the burden of blame on police officers. In a statement announcing his resignation from the association, Commissioner Murphy said he was incredibly disappointed by the association's statements and that it was vital for the police to acknowledge its history to achieve its vision for the future. In international news, in what has been labelled the worst outbreak of civil disorder in Britain in 13 years, far-right and anti-immigrant unrest continues in the UK. Riots erupted across the country last week after false claims that a teenager suspected of murdering 3 children and injuring 10 at a dance class was a Muslim asylum seeker. These claims have now been proven false. Over 370 arrests have been made and the police are reviewing footage showing rioters setting fires, throwing missiles and attacking innocent bystanders. The UK Prime Minister said that anyone encouraging violence online would face the full force of the law and claimed there was no justification for claims made by tech billionaire Elon Musk that the riots would lead to a civil war. For your weather today, expect some clouds and a slight chance of showers becoming less likely in the afternoon. You're looking at a max temp of 24 today and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.
Strong language and